Welcome back to Ask Me Another. I'm your host, Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our mystery guest, former spy and current executive director of the International Spy Museum, Peter Ernest. Hey, welcome, Peter. So off the top, I just have to say Peter Ernest is the best spy name I have heard. Like, that is such a, you know, because it sounds so wholesome and on top of it. So is that something you picked, or did the CIA give that to you?
No, actually, it's a cheese. No.
Well played, my friend. Well
no,
played.
No, I got that one. Yeah, when I was born. Sure.
So you've worked at in the CIA for 35 years?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So in that time, you also had to recruit new spies.
Yes.
So could I be a spy? Like, are you born with the skills to be a spy, or is it something anyone can learn?
Oh, I think anyone can learn.
Really?
Sure.
Like, as a Canadian, can I learn?
Oh, absolutely.
Even if I apologize all the
Canadian.
Time?
Particularly as a Canadian.
Particularly as a Canadian?
Oh, sure.
Why?
Yeah. Well, because you live in a country that can move around very easily. Who's going to suspect Canadians?
That's true.
You go somewhere as American, point. You're an American, yes. But you're Canadian?
That's funny that you think this is a game show.
Sure, yes.
At the Spy Museum, you give tours to celebrities. Who has come to the Spy Museum?
Tom Hanks came,
of course,
and Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi?
Oh, yes, sure.
How was that?
He brought his two little boys with him.
Oh, yeah.
I took the president through and Michelle with their two little girls. They were great. The most recent visitor was Annie Leibovitz, who's doing an exhibit here at the Portrait Gallery.
And is there something on the celebrity tour that is different from the regular person tour? Like, do they get to try on the jacket with the camera button on it or go into a secret room?
No, it's about the same. When I take a celebrity through, I talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise?
No, otherwise I just take them
yeah,
through.
Yeah, you don't want to talk to other people. Really, it's ridiculous.
They can read the captions and everything. With celebrities, I'll talk it out.
You'll talk it out. Give them like, it's like the red carpet tour. Right, okay. So I always, you know, when people have friends that are doctors, they want free advice, or lawyers, they want free advice. As a former spy, what do your friends ask you for free spy advice?
Oh, sure. Yes. If somebody, you know, if a friend wants me to sort of monitor, you know, what his wife's up to or that sort of thing. I mean, that's the thing I could do.
You can?
Sure.
All right. What's your setup?
What's my setup?
Yeah, I don't know if that's what the exact terminology is, but, spy to spy.
Yes.
I'm just asking you, how do you go about this?
Be very careful.
Be very careful. Do you have access to certain websites that maybe the rest of us don't?
No, I can barely use my computer, so that doesn't...
So you're more of a hands-on spy.
Yes, you gotta, yes.
Okay, so surveillance. You could do surveillance.
I do good surveillance, sure.
Okay, for friends' wives.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good to know. All right, so in your book, The Real Spy Guide to Becoming a Real Spy, you talk about the number one, number two, number three myths of being a spy. So let's talk about one of the most important ones. Is it true that spies don't really like their drinks shaken or stirred? I mean, how do you like your drink, shaken or stirred?
I prefer one after another. I mean, they brought me one here, and they haven't brought me another one.
So it's really just quantity.
It could be shaken or stirred. I don't mind.
You don't mind. You're easy. You're just like, bring
me
what you got.
Yes.
All right, that might be a little bit of a hint as to what our game is about that we're about to play. So I'd like to ask you right now, are you ready for an Ask Me Another challenge? Would you like to do a trivia show
Absolutely.
With us?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right, let's do it. Peter Ernest, everybody.
Okay.
Peter, believe it or not, we found someone brave enough to match wits with you. Let's meet Josh Saltzman, everybody. Or as I will be calling you, Agent Saltzman.
Brave enough might be generous. Stupid enough might be the better term for it.
Hey, as it turns out, that is a great quality in a spy. You just got to go with it. Just go with it. So, Josh, you have a lunch truck business?
I do. I am one of the owners of the Pork Purveyors of Rolling Cuisine truck in D.C. here.
Yeah. Is that your spy vehicle, then? That is your spy vehicle?
It is. We run lots of espionage out of that vehicle.
And is there meat products?
We also offer barbecue, but, you know, that's really a side business, you know.
Delicious. All right, well, that's going to come in handy with our game here. I need to ask you right now, Josh, who is your favorite Bond?
I mean, you know, it's hard to go against Sean Connery.
Yeah, that's...
Gotta go with him.
Peter?
Yes,
favorite
Sean
Bond?
Connery.
Sean Connery?
Yeah.
Well, he's copied my answer.
He listens. He's
trying
good.
To blend in. Yeah, he's trying to blend in. I agree. Connery's the best.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's a man's man. He's suave. I don't like the way he slaps the ladies around.
No.
I don't appreciate that very much.
No. It's not. Yeah, I like. I have to say, I am a fan of Daniel Craig, particularly when he's coming out of the ocean. My favorite Bond. Okay, anyways, this quiz is obviously about the hunkiest spy with a license to kill, James Bond. We're going to ask you questions about the books, the movies, everything. Are you ready?
Ready. No.
Do you want to do it anyway?
Yeah,
okay,
not?
Great. In the novel On Her Majesty's Secret Service, Bond learns that he is a possible descendant of Sir Thomas Bond. What Bond film gets its title from Sir Thomas Bond's family motto, Orbis Non Sufficit? What Bond film gets its title from Sir Thomas Bond's family motto?
The world is not enough.
The world is not enough. Correct, Josh. Our next clue is an audio clue. In this classic scene, Bond is tied to a slab of gold while a laser beam comes very close to cutting him in two. Jonathan, would you like to lead us in some dialogue?
Yeah, so finish this line. Do you expect me to talk?
Josh.
Mr. Goldfinger.
You're right.
Let me set it up differently. So this, I'm going to say something that James Bond says.
Okay. And then
I guess
Goldfinger.
Maybe
Goldfinger responds.
Oh, Goldfinger responds. Well, come on.
You know what? This is my fault. You're right.
No, I expect you to die.
No.
Yes.
No, I expect you to die is correct.
Though he didn't say it like Sean Connery, but you know.
Let's hear some reap the rewards of this.
Do you expect me to talk? No, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
He was very jolly. Very jolly nemesis.
Every evil person always has to laugh like that.
That's funny. It's
this
funny
is
when
hilarious
you're
winning. For me. Okay, moving along. In the movies, Bond is often battling the international crime organization known as Spectre. In the early Ian Fleming novels, however, Bond's arch nemesis is named after what real-life Soviet counterintelligence agency? Peter.
Smirsch.
Smirsch is correct. Yeah. At the beginning of The Man with the Golden Gun, Bond doesn't know much about the international hitman Francesco Scaramanga, except for that he has an unusual physical feature. What is it?
It is not a golden gun. That is
Contestants, not sure. Josh?
He has a golden hand.
That is a great idea, but he does not have a golden hand. Let's throw it to the audience. Yes. He has a third nipple. That is correct.
That was my next response.
Yeah, it doubles as a gadget. Did you know that? The third nipple takes photos, is a grappling hook, all kinds of cool things.
I'm glad I didn't know the answer to that one.
Yeah, I know. Now you have to live with the visual forever. In the movie Diamonds Are Forever, Bond gets beaten up by two female bodyguards with what Disney-inspired names? Peter looks at me.
What are their names?
Yeah, what are their names? They're Disney-inspired
Trump
names.
Trump and Thump, something like that.
That is, you're on the right track.
The two women,
the yes. Bodyguards.
The sexy women who beat him up. You know.
They like always are.
No, I do, I remember them.
Yeah.
Thumper and Crump, something like that.
Yes.
Very close, yeah.
Thumper, you're going to get half for that.
I have no idea.
Josh, no idea? All right, fine. Bambi and Thumper,
oh,
yes.
Half
you got half okay. Credit. If we did that. James Bond films have long been known for their theme songs, but the only one to reach number one on the U.S. Billboard charts was from 1985's A View to a Kill. Let's take a listen.
Meeting you with a view to a kill.
It's the most boring Bond theme ever.
It does sound very 80s spy, silly. Though, right? Yeah. All right, so the question is, that theme was sung by what band?
A bad one.
All right, matter of taste, matter
of
taste.
Can you be more specific?
Some of the audience
I can't, actually.
Peter? No? No? Josh, no? Audience? Okay, I see someone waving their hand in the back. Go ahead. Duran Duran is correct. Duran Duran. A fan. Yeah, let's admit, you're a fan. It's okay. It's all right. Ian Fleming had a lot of ideas for the film versions of his novels. In particular, what good friend and famous playwright did Fleming want to play Dr. No? Peter.
Noel Coward.
Noel Coward is correct.
And we have a tie score.
Oh.
So I'm going to give you a tiebreaker here. The 2002 film Die Another Day marked the first time the performer of a Bond film's theme song also had an acting role in the film, playing a fencing instructor named Verity. Who was it? Yes, Josh.
Madonna.
You are
Madonna
correct.
Madonna is correct. All right. Josh, you have won this round, and because you are the winner, you get a copy of Peter Ernest's book, The Real Spy's Guide to Becoming a Real Spy. And Peter, we have for you an amazing NPR Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube.
Thank you.
For being fantastic spies. Thank you so much to Peter Ernest. Another hand for our fantastic contestant, Josh Saltzman.
It's an amazing smile. Even the suit has teeth. Everything flash and guile. Nothing underneath except a small black heart that no one sees but me. I've been watching. I can see you start to wonder. Could it be that you need me to keep you out and run you faster? Promise me you'll let me be the one. Worst of all your enemies, pretending you're a friend to me. Say that we'll be nemesis.
Jonathan Coulton.